This week's sponsor is Blue Oven. Tired of all those mail order dinner boxes limiting which meals you can get? That doesn't happen with Blue Oven. With Blue Oven, all you have to do is pick your favorite meals, shop for them, buy the ingredients, take them home, and we'll mail you a one-time use oven you can cook them in. You can have anything you like. Tired of healthy food? Buy junk. Tired of vegan meals? Go pick up some meat from the butcher. Do whatever you want. Then come home to a new Blue Oven each night and cook meals just the way you like them. Order now and cleanup is simple. Just trash your Blue Oven each night and we'll send more. Blue Oven, the box that's always the same. An oven. He's Gump. What's in his head?
Welcome to We're All Yankovics.
Yeah. But this week is...
Gump.
From Bad Hair Day, 1996. And it's, I mean, pretty obviously, a parody of Presidents of the United States of America.
Trump.
No.
Lump. Dang it.
Yeah. Well, actually, there is a quote that Weird Al said rather recently on the Rock Solid podcast, which was at LA, SF Sketchfest. This year, mm-hmm. where he was like, yeah, people on the internet want me to change it for this other political figure.
Yeah.
And he's just like, nope, not gonna do it.
Too easy.
And like, yeah, just, I mean, like you literally could just replace the name.
Yeah, you probably could.
Yeah. And, but anyway, we're moving on from that. Glad you got that out of the way.
Exactly. The band.
I was waiting for that to end. I had to throw it right out there. But yeah.
They're a legitimate band. The Presidents of the United States of America.
I love the Presidents of the United States of America.
They're cool. I like them. I really think they're cool. I was trying to think just now. I read something about the reason they picked that name. And it's like a story, but I'm sure it's interesting. But for the love of me, I can't think of what it was. I was reading, you know, looking at the, you know, the initials. That doesn't, I mean, obviously it's to POTUS, but yeah. I think there was some meaning behind it. If anyone knows it, give us a call later and tell us what the heck it was.
I do abbreviate POT USA.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's what it was.
Most people abbreviate just PUSA.
They put the T in there. Thank you. That was what it was. They were trying to be clever. Yes. POT USA.
So at least with the original song, I actually sang that karaoke one time in college with a girl.
Really?
Because I thought it would be like, I was like, okay, shortest song ever, right? Like it's a person, I'd say it can't be long, but you're up there going, it's lump. It's for like a good minute of it that makes it feel like it's really long.
Yeah.
My other go-to karaoke song is Barbie Girl as a duet, because you bring a girl up and then all you do is say,
come on, Barbie, let's go party.
And then the rest of the song is hers.
You know how to cop out. I love it.
I know. I was
envisioning you with a girl's part, you know.
I'm a Barbie girl.
No.
Not gonna put that wig on.
I'm all about efficiency. Okay.
And moving on then.
Moving on. Yeah,
being efficient. Moving on with the podcast.
Yeah. This is one of the few movie themes that is a contemporary song.
Yes,
all the other ones are
classics.
Throwbacks to like 50s and the 60s, but this one is...
Or 70s.
Or 70s. But, you know, like they're throwbacks, whereas this one is of the time.
You're correct.
Yeah,
yes.
I think the song came out in like 94, so...
Yeah, it was pretty, you know, current at the time.
Yeah. I can't imagine he thought too hard. I don't know, like, does this feel easy?
Yes, I think it was pretty darn easy.
Okay. I think it's a good song.
It is.
There are other songs we'll talk about that I don't think are good and don't necessarily even seem easy. But this one seemed easy, but this is a prime example of a song that worked last time or like in the past, but now he couldn't do because somebody else would have already gotten to it.
That is very true. This is like, it's obvious. I mean, a lot of his parodies are not obvious. Like, wow, how did he think of that? This one is like, duh. You hear Lump, you think Gump. They're both big at the same time. I mean, Gump was a little bit earlier, I think. But it was easy. Yes, if that was on the internet, it would have been these songs were at the same song and movie were out at the same time. Now the song would be done within 2 days on YouTube. Yes.
Yeah. Now the song itself, whereas like you get, it's a good parody as well as, you know, the rhyme scheme and everything works really, really well. Mm-hmm. But it's not really much more than that. Like, it's just a straight up telling of the story, basically. Yeah. Like, you could listen to this 2-minute song, or you could watch like the 2.5-hour movie. Like,
a lot like the saga begins.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Same, here's the plot.
Almost all of his movie songs are kind of like that, where he's just like, this is the plot. He doesn't get into it a little bit. But even like something like Yoda, this doesn't even really have stuff like that. Yeah, like Yoda makes references to like contracts and other things like this. That this one is a little bit more like, nope, this is just the plot of the movie.
Yep, this is what happened.
Yep.
Very true.
Yeah. So what have you seen? I mean, you've seen the movie. Do you know anything? Do you remember your first time seeing Forrest Gump?
Not, it doesn't like stick out. I mean, I don't honestly, I don't even recall if I saw it in the theaters or I saw it when it came back out on video. I don't remember. I think I saw it in theaters, but it didn't make like a huge impact on me. I thought it was a good movie. I wasn't like blown away like, oh my gosh, Gump is the greatest movie ever. I enjoyed it at the time. I just honestly can't remember like context of seeing it. Just I just know I did. It's like one of those things you just get uploaded into the Matrix. And yes, I have seen Gump, but as of everyone else. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I saw this with my cousins and like some of their friends. I almost want to say like the summer. I spent a couple of summers for like a week during the summer. I'd go up to my grandma's house and hang out with my cousins. And I'm pretty sure we saw that time. And it was cool. I enjoyed the like, even at that point, I had already enjoyed the like combining of technology, how they worked Tom Hanks into classic scenes already. Mm-hmm. Like that definitely was like, oh yeah, okay, good. I like that.
I remember
it
really
impressive
when it came out. I was working in a record store, actually, one of my very first jobs, and they played the soundtrack an awful lot, and I liked the soundtrack.
It's a really good soundtrack.
Music. Oh yeah, I just like Against the Wind, one of my favorite songs ever, is in there. So that was a really cool soundtrack. I remember that. So I'm, you know,
yeah. Like we said, lyrics straightforward.
Original song is pretty darn basic.
Well, no, exactly. But then he doesn't go any deeper. Like I don't feel like there's not any like witticisms really that I expect from like a Weird Al song,
right?
You know, and I don't know if, I mean, I don't think he did that on purpose. Like I don't think he's like the President of the United States song is kind of without deeper meaning. So like I'm not gonna try that. I think it came so easily to him,
right,
that it doesn't really get it. But I do like the video. Mm-hmm. The video is really good, and it makes so much more sense. I went back and watched the old Lump video,
right?
And you're like, wow, this was a video. Like honestly, the Presidents of the United States videos were kind of like, oh, there. Okay, there's like one little thing that's kind of neat in some of them, and we'll talk about another one later.
Okay.
But you're like, okay, they're dancing around in a swamp. That was kind of cool. But then they're dancing around in front of a green screen, basically, that's just playing psychedelic things.
Mm-hmm.
And you're
the
like...
shadows and, yeah.
Is this...
So what's, I mean?
Is this a video? Like you're like, what?
Well, it was, and you maybe, know, 90s grungish. Yeah. Video. There was like, yeah, it was the genre.
It feels like they paid like $3 and they got a video. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
it doesn't,
well, they were
like...
on like a big, like at the end, they're like a tanker on top of, I mean, not a tanker, it was like a garbage scow, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, that, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah,
I'm sure they had to pay a little money to rent that, you know?
But not much. I mean, like, they're not, I don't know. It's just, it's a weird, like, it's a weird, it's not, I guess it's not really, it doesn't feel like a concept video. They're not telling a story. It's just like,
I think they're trying to be like a silly kind of like, they get their personalities out. They're kind of a fun, goofy,
which is why
awful
I,
band.
Yeah, yeah, I love the band. Yeah. Like, I really do. But the, yeah, rewatching that video now, I'm like, okay.
But Weird Al hit it. Everything that they did in their video, he got with the Trump. I mean, well, I said,
oh,
Trump.
You did,
ah, no.
With you the, said the word.
No, I can't believe I said that. With the Gump overlay, like with the movie characters and hit all the moments, it was great. I really liked that.
Well, I thought it was really interesting because I felt like there was enough room in the video, the original video, that it needed something more. And so by adding the Gump stuff, he doesn't actually lose, you know, he doesn't have to add time to make that happen. He can still hit all the things from the original video as well as including all these Gump things.
Yeah, that was, yeah, very true. It was yeah.
Yeah, Gump is played by Andy Kamerou.
Sure, Kamerou.
And the only thing he really did after that was 8 Heads in a Duffel Bag.
He was head number 3, right?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe 5? I don't even know if he was a head. Maybe it was one of the non-heads? I don't know.
He was the Duffel Bag?
He was the Duffel Bag, yes.
Isn't Joe Pesci in that movie?
Yes.
Okay, I've never seen that movie, but I know the reference. Okay, sure.
Some other cameos. Pat Boone is the third person to sit next to him and eats all the candy.
Yes.
And then it's still random. Like,
very, very,
very random.
Weird Al likes the random. I'm surprised it wasn't Dick Van Patten. Maybe he was busy that day.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
And then Ruth Buzzy's laughing character is the first
Buzzy.
One.
Ruth Buzzy.
Buzzy. Oh, yes. It is Buzzy. Okay, I wasn't sure if I miswrote it.
No, it's Buzzy. Ruth Buzzy.
And she hits him with the purse. And that's, like, I guess, a reference to an actual laughing character.
Yes, that was
her thing. For laughing, for those moments of we're making us feel old. That's
Well, that's yeah. even older than us. That's way older than us. That's like 60s pre-SNL sketch comedy show. But I saw it on Nick at Night and the reruns and whatnot in the 80s and stuff. So I caught up with her. Yeah, yeah. I've always loved sketch comedy, and that's one of the grandfathers of sketch comedy.
Oh, definitely. It's rough, but yes. Well, you can't, it's hard to watch now. But at the time, mm-hmm. it's like laughing as well as Hee Haw.
Oh, jeez. Remember Hee Haw? Yes. Southern SNL.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
SNL. Yeah, yeah.
It's a blue-collar comedy before,
before that became exactly.
a thing. What are your favorite parts of the video? Like, to me, one of the best parts of the video is that he... I know I asked the question and then answered it myself right away.
Did, yeah.
I was giving you time to think about it.
I
like the how they strung their instruments, because of the presidents of the United States, the lead guy always had two strings on his guitar, and the guitarist both had only three strings on their guitar. So in the video, Weird Al has one string on his guitar, and the guitarist has two strings on his guitar.
I never noticed that.
Yeah, that's one of those weird things that you hear about, like, because I also played bass when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, for some reason, the fact that they only strung their instruments like that, it totally sticks out as my mind. Like, if you were to name, like, one thing about the presidents of the United States that wasn't, like, a song they did, that would be the fact that would come to the top of the surface in my mind. And so I love the fact that Weird Al even parodies that on the video.
I'm just thinking, so they play all their songs
yep.
with basically a third of the strings on their instruments?
That you don't know anything about.
No.
No, no, no.
Wait.
Half.
Half.
It would be half.
Well, you said one was two and there's six strings, right?
Yeah, well, one so is two, but he's basically playing bass lines, and I think it might even be bass strings.
Okay.
So that's half.
Well, yeah, no, the bass has four.
Yeah, yeah.
The guitar has six.
And the other guitars were three, so that's half.
Oh, okay. I thought you said the guitar was two. Okay.
Basically,
I misunderstood. They, yeah, they we're out. Them, never mind.
They tune them to I'm power awake. Chords, gotcha. And then they just make it easy for them.
Okay, basically. I'm awake now. I yeah, misheard yeah. you. Like, okay, so like half early, the guitar.
Yeah, it's early Green Day, kind of. You know, we're just power chords, basically.
I never knew that. Interesting. Yeah. I learned something today.
Well, there you go. Finally. Finally. It's been like 4 weeks.
I'll forget it tomorrow, but I learned it for now.
I thought it was cool. Like, it was. I was almost tempted to do it myself, and then I was like, no, but I probably would never get the strings back on, and I wasn't that good a guitarist, bassist, and, like, be able to do that stuff, so it's like, okay, cool. I'm good.
All right, well, good.
What's your favorite part of the video?
Wow, my favorite part of the video? The entirety of it, I just like how... Well, all of his, not all, but a lot of his videos are so well, like, parodied of the original videos. Just, like, you watch them back to back, and he's like, oh, you notice all the little things.
Yeah.
The silhouette dancing. I mean, the President of the United States actually did a lot of the similar stuff with their kicking, their craziness. They're trying to act goofy. Weird Al just took it to the next level. He can kick his leg behind his head. And I like that they brought back the bendy guitar that they used in the Smells Like Nirvana video.
Yep.
I thought that was kind of funny. I don't know. I just liked how he got the energy of the original and just translated it so well to Gump.
He really goes out of his way. I mean, like, instead of in a marsh, they play in a fountain.
Yes.
And so they've still got that water thing going on. And I think even his amp and the microphone mm-hmm. are exactly the same.
Right.
And he even puts on a bald cap
yeah.
so he can look like them.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Like, it's almost like so much attention to detail that you're like, oh yeah, cool. Okay,
right. I can't pick one thing. I mean, I can't one little tiny thing. I mean, yeah, I'll go with a guitar bending, but I think the entirety of the feel of the video really elevates the song. The song itself is very basic. When you watch the video, it's just like, man, he nailed it.
I agree. I was trying to figure out a way to say that. Like, the video makes it that much better because a little bit of a parody in the song, you're like, okay, it's a parody of the song. It's not really the most complicated song. You know what I mean? Like, it's not crazy to try to some of his other songs he's done when he does the parody and they still are able to play it and it sounds exactly like the original. You're like, whoa, that's pretty impressive. This is a pretty standard rock punk, post-punk kind of sound to him. And you're like, okay, that's really cool. But the video goes that much further. I like the, he also did, the presidents did a lot of, the lead singer did a lot of things where he like goes into the camera. Like
yeah.
He puts his head forward into the camera and pulls it back.
Right.
And he does the same thing there, mm-hmm. too. And Al does the same thing.
Yeah, so definitely you got the attention for detail, all the little subtleties of the original. He nailed. He's got them all. And yeah, this had to be the second video from this album. I was looking at the list, and there's really nothing else it could have been. But this song needed a video. It yeah, had to be done for Weird Al to become. I mean, not to become, to continue to be Weird Al. To just like, yes, this is why this song was made for this video. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I just get that feeling.
We're actually going to talk about a song in the next couple of weeks that I feel like is too much for the video. But we'll get to that. It's okay. A little teaser. I guess we're down to favorite lyric.
Okay, you go first? Or do you want me to go first?
You can go first.
I'll go first. It's really kind of awful, but it's the line that's always made me laugh. I don't know. He's Gump, he's Gump, he's Gump. Is he in bread? It's probably the harshest lyric on the whole song, but I'm warped, and it just makes me laugh.
Oh, no.
Because it describes Gump, the feeling of Gump so well. You watch the movie, like, what is his problem? Is he inbred? I mean, and they kind of, you know, they never really say in the movie. He might be. I don't know.
Well, I don't. Yeah, you don't know. You don't know.
No, probably not.
Probably not. Do you think that's more harsh than slut?
It's up there because that was my back and forth. I was going between those two lyrics. Like I said, I'm really warped. I like the dark, twisted, off the wall stuff. Those are my two favorite lyrics. I think maybe slut was a little harsher, but it's probably more accurate.
It definitely feels like one of the most harsh things Weird Al's ever said ever.
That is
in a
true
song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're almost like,
well, he said kinda. He didn't say she's a raging.
No.
He softened it. He was like, she's kinda.
It's also funny to me though, at the movie itself is my first girlfriend in high school was Jenny.
Oh yeah,
and she wasn't. She was the by
not
no
that
means
Jenny.
That.
Okay,
but like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just it's funny to me that Jenna is.
So she probably wanted to slap you every time you called her Jenna.
I think luckily, yeah. No,
you'd broken up by
never,
then.
No, I don't. I don't know. I don't know the timing. I didn't have Anyways, mine is at the very, very end, and that's all I have to say about that.
Yes,
and that's how he ends the song, and that's how Forrest often ends his stories that he tells during the movie, mm-hmm, right? And it's the coolest thing about it is the fact that the presidents of the United States of America now end their song with that lyric.
What?
Yeah. Nice. At the end, they're just like, I think so. And then it just sort of trails off. Ba-da-da. But now they do the, and that's all I have to say about that.
Nice.
And you're just like, whoa, that's awesome. Like we'll talk to a couple of times. We'll talk about people like accidentally singing their lyrics or opening something, you know, like sound checking with Weird Al's lyrics.
Yeah.
But like the presidents of the United States now actively use one of Weird Al's lyrics.
That's cool.
In their songs when they play them live.
Wow. I learned something else from you.
Yeah. There you go.
You are like an encyclopedia today.
This was a lot of research. There's so many factors. You have to research Forrest Gump. You have to research. Oh, it was crazy. It was nuts.
Anything else you learned that you haven't gotten out yet?
No,
what else
yet
on your notepad there? Oh, you got it all? All right.
I got most of it. Yeah.
All right.
Rating.
Okay. 1 out of 5 boxes of chocolates.
Okay.
I will go. Oh man, I'm factoring in the video on this one. I have to factor in the video, so I'm gonna give it on a Weird Al scale, not including everyone else. We decided that.
Yeah, okay.
Comparing to himself.
Okay.
3.5.
Ooh, interesting.
I almost said 4. I'm gonna go with 3.5.
Comparing to himself. Now that because I definitely would give it a 4 if it wasn't comparing to Weird Al stuff, but I think we've decided we need to try to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I have to agree with you, and it's a difficulty of skill kind of thing. Like, his degree of difficulty was not that high in this one.
True.
And so he gets faulted for the fact that it was like so straightforward, I think.
Right. It probably took him an hour to write.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe less, because he is a genius. He probably could have knocked this one out in 10 minutes.
I feel it's like this might have been like a first draft.
Yeah.
Like, he just, like, not that he didn't need another draft, but he was like, no, any better. Yeah, exactly.
Nailed it. He's a genius. He could probably knock this song out in about 10 minutes. Nothing knocking Weird Al at all.
No. That's, yeah.
For his level, writing-wise, it was probably pretty darn easy for him.
It's like, okay, I spent more time watching the movie to take notes than I did writing the song.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, and the song itself, like we said, isn't so complicated that I don't think there's a lot of like crazy instrumentation or anything that they needed to do to make it happen. So
right,
cool.
So you're on 3.5.
3.5.
Okay.
One more, a couple of post notes about this. He actually got to go and play an early version of the song for the presidents in their like bus, their tour bus, and they were like, "This is awesome!
That's so, pretty cool."
They really liked it.
They have a good relationship.
They actually have a great relationship because later in 2008, Al actually played More Than a Feeling live with them in concert at one point. Yeah. And that's the same year that he directed their video for Mixed Up SOB.
Nice.
Which I watched. Mm-hmm. Nothing that interesting from it.
Oh, well.
They've got one thing that they do, which is they have like a flip note. Like a flip book,
uh-huh.
And a lot of their things are like videos that are sort of pretending like they're being in flip books.
Okay.
But they don't really, but that's it. Like there's a lot more of the like green screen and shadows and stuff. And you're like, okay, it's straightforward. Like you're like, why did you need Weird Al for this?
Just to work with them. Yeah. You know, they just want to hang out. So More Than a Feeling, I'm not a huge fan of this of the presidents do they have that song, or are you talking about the actual famous More Than a Feeling?
Okay, that one.
Just want to make sure they didn't have a song of the same name.
No, they did a cover of it in live concert, and Weird Al came out and played as an accordion in concert.
That would be interesting to hear.
Yeah, there's actually videos of it online. The audio of the video I saw was not good.
Well, yeah,
but it was cool to see him out there and stuff. So,
all right,
yeah. So that comes the end of this episode. Remember, you can always call us on the Weird Al hotline. No, I don't think it is.
I'm not sure it's the official Weird Al hotline.
Do they have hotlines? Are hotlines of things?
I don't know if hotlines exist anymore. Okay. Well, they still call them. But we have our hotline.
If you want to call us at 302-72-WEIRD. That's 302-72-93473. It's easier just to remember 72-WEIRD.
Yes.
You can find us on Gmail. We're all Yankovics at gmail.com. And that's how you can get a hold of us.
Is there an apostrophe in there?
No.
Okay.
Because it's an email address.
You so can grammar that. Nazis.
So it's also we're all.
Yes. We're all.
We're. We used to be all Yankovics. And we are no longer all Yankovics.
Exactly.
It's past tense. Okay. Cool. Well, that's the end of this episode.
Aw, I'll miss you, Charlie.
No, I'll miss you, Steve.
Until next time, bye-bye!